It's the Lunch Show with Chad Summers. Fasten your seatbelts for the greatest radio show in the world, ever. And now, the host of the Lunch Show, Chad Summers.
All right. Welcome to the Lunch Show, everybody. My name is Chad Summers. I'm your host. Hope y'all are having a pleasant day today so far. Today is July 14th. It's 2023. Summer is in full force. It's hot as Haiti out here. Need some relief. I gotta hit the lake soon. Before we get into the birthdays, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. Got new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Do not miss those. Get informed. Don't look like a dummy this weekend when you're out with the buds mingling, solving the world's problems. And don't forget to do all the things that make the show happen, like subscribe, thumbs up, all those things. All right, the first birthday is Conor McGregor. He is 34. And Jane Lynch is 62. She was in, I believe she was in 40-Year-Old Virgin. She's a pretty funny lady. I will give her some props for that. Also on this day in history, 1969, Easy Rider was released in the U.S. theaters, propelling Jack Nicholson to stardom. In 1968, Hank Aaron hit his 500th home run. In 1881, American gunfighter Billy the Kid was shot and killed by Sheriff Pat Garrett. That probably needed to happen. And in 1865, British mountaineer Edward Wimpen became the first person to climb the Matterhorn in Italy. We've got breaking news. This one is from Newsmax. Authorities report Long Island serial killer suspect is in custody. That's great news. There's nothing better than getting these scumbags and locking them up and, you know, maybe even capital punishing them. But I guess there were 11 bodies found on the beaches in Long Island ever since like 2010. So that is great. Do your research if you're interested in this. But that is great news. That could almost be our good news story at the end of the show, but we've got another one for that. All right, we got a news story from NBC News. This is the big news of the day. Actually, Secret Service ends White House cocaine investigation with no leads. Well, of course they ended the Secret Service investigation with no leads. These guys were at the party. Goodness gracious. All right. We got a Fox News headline. Activists' strange runway glue protest disrupts dozens of flights. These people, I swear to God. Climate activists in Germany blocked plane traffic at two airports on Thursday by gluing themselves to the runways in protest, against mass transit pollution, causing hours of delays and dozens of cancellations. Quote, the last generation isn't protecting the climate. They're engaged in criminal activity, end quote. Transport Minister Volker Wissing said, yeah, that is criminal activity, but they're going to get a slap on the wrist. You know probably what I would do, how I would punish them. I'm not going to say it on the show. However, give them 5 years. Like, no chance of getting out. You got to do 5 years. That'll teach them. Maybe. I don't know. Could you imagine sitting on the runway in this airplane and having the captain come on?
This is your captain speaking. We apologize for the delays. It appears that a couple turds have glued themselves to the runway.
Got a headline here from CNN. This is terrible. It's so sick. A Florida Wildlife Center says it lost nearly all of its animals in a fire. Quote, we are devastated. Someone's got to be accountable for this. I'm sorry. This is so sick. I know it's not like if there were people, like you can just rush people out, get the hell out of the building, right? But you can't like send an alligator out free. Like, all right, get going, alligator, go, or whatever, you know, whatever these animals are. Some of them will go, you know, harm people possibly. I'll read a little bit about this. A Florida Wildlife Center was badly damaged and nearly all of its animals were killed in an overnight fire, the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office and the Wildlife Center said. Over 250 animals, including lizards, small mammals, amphibians, turtles, and tortoises, fresh and saltwater marine life, and, of course, alligators, were housed at the Alligator and Wildlife Discovery Center in Madeira Beach. Madeira Beach, its website states. You know, like, can't you, like, put a sprinkler system in the building or something? This is disgusting. Like, I'm sorry for saying like so much. I hate when people say like so much. It, like, pisses me off. All right, CBS News. Hollywood goes on strike as actors join writers on picket lines, citing existential threat to profession. Now, listen to this. This is good stuff. Quote, actors deserve a contract that reflects the changes that have taken place in the industry. Unfortunately, the current model devalues our members and affects their ability to make ends meet. End quote. Duncan Crabtree Ireland, the union's national executive director. What? His name's Crabtree? Okay. Anyway, said in a press conference in Los Angeles to declare the strike action. Look, come on. Seriously, like most of these people have multi-mansions on lakes, oceans, overlooking the water with Ferraris, Lambos, Bentleys, limos, personal assistants, personal chefs. Really? Affects their ability to make ends meet? You know what? Screw you all. I'm getting irritated. All right, we got an article from CNN. Jury finds Pittsburgh synagogue mass shooter eligible to face the death penalty. He offed 11 people. I would say he should be eligible. Even if he did one, he should be eligible. Right? We got a sports article here. This one from Bleacher Report. Rory McIlroy says, I'd retire before joining LIV, even if last place on earth to golf. Now, this is the complete opposite of Phil Mickelson, who is all about it. I didn't go into depth on my research on what his issue is, what Rory's issue is with this. But I respect him. You know, he's like... You know, he's got enough money. He's won four majors, so he's got enough money to live comfortably the rest of his life and for his family too, and then some. So, yeah, if it's not in his heart, then good for you, Rory. All right, well, that leaves us with one story left, so... You know that's a good one. That's how we always leave you with good news. But before we do that, I just want to say you can always email me at chadslunchshow@gmail.com. New episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Don't miss those. Don't be oblivious this weekend. And subscribe. Subscribe to the show. Thumbs up. Share. Do all those things. Support the show. We need you. All right, let's get into the good news. California military base is being transformed into the largest city park in the U.S. Yeah, because California's got tons of money laying around to do stuff like this, right? Well, nevertheless, it is a cool thing to do in my eyes. I'm going to read you a little bit of this article. Construction of a massive municipal park over 20 years in the making is finally underway in the city of Irvine. They say if California became its own country, it would have one of the world's largest economies, largest failing economies. The new Great Park of Irvine is a reflection of the always lofty ambitions of the state and is expected to dwarf Central Park by more than 500 acres. That's a big park. It was on May 23rd this year that the Great Park Project broke ground on the long derelict El Toro Marine Corps base, 21 years after voters approved a ballot measure ordering the state to create a park on the site. Expected to take another 10 years to complete, the park will span 1,300 acres and include several museums, an amphitheater, a veterans memorial garden, an aquatic center, a sports complex, and not one but two lakes. That's pretty amazing. That is pretty amazing. Well, cool. That's good news. And that is where we will leave you on this beautiful Friday afternoon. And I just want to say before we sign off here, don't be going out getting wasted and driving. It's not worth it. You know, you got more life ahead of you. You don't want to be riding a scooter around. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do around here, the DUI people. They ride scooters around. It's easy to tell who got the DUI around here. But I just want to say until next Tuesday, I hope you all have an awesome weekend. Keep kicking rear end in your life, and peace out.
All right, folks, that's it for the lunch show today. Don't forget to come back every Tuesday and Friday for new episodes. Don't forget to like, share, tweet, subscribe, friend, listen, email, and tell your friends and family about us. We need every single one of you all. Thank you in advance for your support, and I hope you all have an awesome day.
You just listened to The Lunch Show.